欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Radio 私房拷贝 I'm Jessie， 又到我们天天学英语的时间了。今天呢，我们来关注一部英国影片《成长教育》。
Hi everybody, I'm Luhan here. Today we have a movie called An Education.
成长教育这部影片呢，由丹麦女导演罗勒·沙菲执导，获得了奥斯卡最佳电影、最佳女主角和最佳改编剧本三项提名。
An Education is a 2009 British coming-of-age drama film based on an autobiographical memoir of the same title written by the British journalist Elaine Barber.
本片是根据英国星期日《泰晤士报》的记者林·巴贝尔的回忆录改编而成的，描写了一位16岁女孩面对家庭期许以及突如其来的爱情，从女孩转变成女人的心路历程。其实就故事本身来讲呢，没有太多的新意，但影片中怀旧的氛围、女主角的清纯美丽都为其增加了不少人气。
The film introduces Claire Mulligan, who gives a remarkable performance. Her appearance is mesmerizing and fresh.
通过这部电影呢，很多人第一次认识了年轻的英国演员凯瑞·穆里根。她的表演不仅获得了观众的喜爱，同时也获得了专家们的青睐。凭借在影片当中的出色演出，凯瑞已经拥有了不少影后桂冠，同时也获得了奥斯卡的提名。另外呢，凯瑞在影片当中的怀旧造型甚至让影迷们隐约看到了奥黛丽·赫本的影子。
Her performance has led to Carey Mulligan being held as the new Audrey Hepburn.
那让我们来赶紧了解一下影片中的这个故事吧。
In the early 1960s,16-year-old Jenny Mellor lives with her parents in the London suburb of Twickenham.
16岁的 Jenny 呢，是一个聪明开朗的小姑娘，就读于英国伦敦乡下一所女子学校的预科班。她的学习成绩非常好，在大家的眼里，她考上牛津大学那是理所当然的。
However, Jenny's not really sure why she wants to go to Oxford, except that she's being pushed to do so by her parents, who feel that university is the best place for her to meet a wealthy husband.On her father's wishes, everything that Jenny does is in the sole pursuit of being accepted into Oxford.
I've got an English essay to do by tomorrow morning.
Right. So the only sound I want to hear coming through the ceiling is the sound of sweat dripping onto textbooks.
Cello?
No cello.
I thought we agreed that cello was my interest or hobby.
Well, it already is your interest or hobby. So when they ask you at the Oxford interview what is your interest or hobby, you can say the cello and you won't be lying. But...You don't have to practice a hobby. A hobby is a hobby.
Can I stop going to the youth orchestra then?
No. The youth orchestra is a good thing. That shows you're a joiner in it.
Yes. But I've already joined in. So now I can stop.
No. No, well, that just shows the opposite, don't you see? No, that shows you're a rebel. They don't want that at Oxford.
No, they don't want people who can think for themselves.
Oh, of course they don't.
可以听得出来 ，Jenny 在家里的生活呢是相当的沉闷，父亲对她要求很严格。对于 Jenny 来说呢，所有的一切啊都是要为取得好成绩，要为考上牛津大学在做准备。
As his father says, the only sound I want to hear coming through the ceiling is the sound of sweat dripping onto the textbooks. Jenny 的房间呢在楼上，她爸爸就告诉她，我通过天花板想听到唯一的声音就是你努力读书的时候汗水滴落到书本上的声音。
光读书呢肯定是相当的枯燥的， Jenny 呢也有她的兴趣爱好，就是拉大提琴，但是父亲之所以允许她拉大提琴呢，是因为想把这个作为 Jenny 的一个兴趣爱好，在去牛津大学面试的时候呢可以说我有这个兴趣爱好，所以作为一个兴趣爱好并不需要在上面花那么多的时间。
So Jenny challenges her father. She says, Can I stop going to the youth orchestra then?他说那我看来不用去参加青年管弦乐团了。But her father Jack says, No, the youth orchestra is a good thing. That shows you're a joiner in her. 他说青年管弦乐团当然是件好事，你得去参加，因为他表明呢你是一个积极分子。
可见呢 Jenny 做的每一件事啊，父亲都是跟这个将来考牛津大学联系上的。所以 Jenny 呢这时候又反驳到了，那我只要参加过，我有这个履历不就行了吗？干嘛我现在还得继续参加呢？
And Jack says, That shows you're a rebel.They don't want that at Oxford. 如果你中途退出会显得你很叛逆，牛津大学可不想要这样的人。 Rebel 就是叛逆的人的意思。 For example, you can say He is a rebel. 他是一个叛逆的人。你也可以用这个词的形容词 Rebellious, R-E-B-E-L-L-I-O-U-S. You can say She's very rebellious. 她非常叛逆。这个词的名词形式呢是 Rebellion, R-E-B-E-L-L-I-O-N.Can say teenagers are in the face of rebellion. 十几岁的孩子正处在叛逆期。
Jenny 的这种平静的生活呢，因为一个巧合而发生了转变。在一个雨天，没带雨具的 Jenny 一个人在路边等公交车。这个时候，成熟时髦、风趣潇洒的 David 刚好开车经过。
He sees her waiting at a bus stop in the rain and offers her a lift, maybe a new life too. Jenny's life will change after she meets him.
I've never seen a car like this before. It's quite chic.
The Bristol. Not many of them made. Where's he, madam?
Jenny lives around the corner. Worst luck.
I'll see what I can do. First Chalice must go to a lot of concerts.
We don't go to any concerts. We don't believe in them.
Oh, they're real.
So people say.
Smoke?
I guess not. I live just like that.
Why don't we believe in them?
You'd say there's no point to them.
Your father, this is.
Oh, yes. They're just for fun. Apart from school concerts, which are no fun at all, so we go to those. They don't help you get on.
Which, of course, is what's so wonderful about them. Anyway, you'll go one day.
I know, I will. If I get to university, I'm going to read what I want, and listen to what I want, andI'm going to look at paintings and watch French films, and I'm going to talk to people who know lots about lots.
Good to hear. Which university?
Oxford, if I'm lucky. Did you go anywhere?
I tell you what I believe they call the University of Life. I didn't get a very good degree, though.
Well, thank you for driving me home.
David 看到 Jenny 拿了一个大提琴，所以呢就问 Jenny 喜不喜欢听音乐会。
Jenny says, they're just for fun. 音乐会只是有意思而已 apart from school concerts, which are no fun at all. 当然学校的音乐会不算，因为那些音乐会毫无乐趣而言 so we go to those. 所以我们去参加那些音乐会。They don't help you get on. 所以那些有意思音乐会呢，没有什么实际用处。And David says, which of course is what is so wonderful about them. 没有用才是音乐会最棒的一点啊。Anyway, you go one day.不管怎么样，你总有一天会去听音乐会的。And Jenny says, I know, I will. 她说，我知道啊，我肯定有一天会去的。If I get to university, I'm going to read what I want and listen to what I want. 如果我上了大学的话，我就会读我想读的书，然后听我想听的音乐。And I'm going to look at paintings and watch French films. 我会去看画展，看法国电影。I'm going to talk to people who know lots about lots.他说我还会跟很多知识渊博的人交谈。
其实对于 Jenny 来讲呢，上大学也并不是为了满足父亲的期许，而是为了自己能够获得自由。
Well, after I've been to university, I'm going to be French, and I'm going to Paris, and I'm going to smoke, and wear black, and listen to Jacques Brel, and I won't speak ever, so please come back.
参加完学校的演奏会后 ，Jenny 再次遇到了 David。David 邀请 Jenny 周五的时候和他以及他的朋友们一起去看古典音乐会，并且共进晚餐。
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
How did it go?
Fine. I think. I messed my bit up.Maybe got thrown out of the orchestra afterwards.
Always the mark of a cultural triumph. Listen, I'm glad I ran into you. What are you doing on Friday?
Go to school.
In the evening.
Of course. Nothing.
Because I'm going to listen to some Ravel in St. John Smith Square. My friends Danny and Helen would be coming too, so it wouldn't be, I'll tell you what. I'll come and pick you up. And if your mother and father disapprove, then you can have the tickets and go with one of them. How does that sound?
Thank you.And I'd like to go with you.
Seven. Okay. And, probably go for a spot of supper afterwards.
Supper?
You want to.
Well, the thing is, we'll probably have eaten.
Well, if you'd like supper, then perhaps on Friday you could not eat.
Yes, of course.
So this is how he proposed his idea to Jenny. He says, listen, I'm glad I ran into you. David 说了，说我很高兴正好能撞见你。Because I'm going to listen to some ravioli in St. John Smith Square. 因为我要去 St. John Smith 广场去听拉威尔的作品音乐会。他接下来呢就邀请 Jenny 和他一起去。I'll come and pick you up. 他说我会来接你。And if your mother and father disapprove, and you can have the tickets and go with one of them. 如果你父母不同意的话，你可以拿着票和他们两个中的一个去。And probably go for a spot of supper afterwards. 之后呢，我们可能去吃晚餐。
知道 Jenny 的家教甚严，所以呢，在周五的傍晚 ，David 亲自到 Jenny 家去接她。
David goes out of his way to show Jenny and her family that his interest in her is not improper, and that he wants solely to impose her to culture activities which she enjoys.
能说会道、深谙世故的 David 很轻易的就让 Jenny 的父母对他有了好感，并且放心的把女儿交给了他。牛津对于 Jenny 来说呢，就是他梦想中的那个大学，而对于 David 和他的朋友们来说呢，那是一个非常好的度周末的地方。显然大家的生活方式是完全不一样的。那当然这件事对于 Jenny 来说仍然是充满了诱惑，但是 Jenny 觉得啊，父母肯定不会同意他能够跟别人出去度周末的。
So she says, I wouldn't be allowed to do that. And David says, I'll talk to them. 他说我会跟他们说的。
Jenny 在学校的学习成绩呢是十分的优异，但是唯独拉丁文这一科啊差强人意。比如这次考试他就只得了52分，所以回家以后 Jenny 的爸爸对此是大发脾气。
It's a Latin, isn't it?
Everyone's doing their best, Jeff.
But what if everyone's best isn't good enough? What do we do then? Well, perhaps the whole thing's been a waste of money anyway.
You don't mean that.
Well, what's she going to do with an English degree? Now, she's going to spend 3 years playing that bloody cello, talking in French to a bunch of beatniks. Well, I'm just throwing good money after that. Well, she might meet a nice lawyer there, but she could do that at a dinner dance tomorrow.
No, because that's the point of an Oxford education, isn't it, Dad? It's the expensive alternative to a dinner dance. What about private tuition?
Can anybody hear me? How much is this going to cost me?
£5 an hour, maybe a little more for A-level.
£5? Oh, we spend £5 here, we spend £5 there, next thing you know, that's our savings down the drain.
And what else are we spending £5 on? What else are we spending £6 on?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing. All of this is free. This bar's is free.
It was actually. It was a present from Auntie Clara.
That chair, this sofa, it's all free. We didn't have to pay for any of it. You see, that's the beauty of life, Jenny. You don't have to pay for anything. Yeah, there's a lovely Oxford tree growing in the garden. Lucky for you, because that's Oxford taken care of. And there's a whole orchard of school trees, so that school is free. And I think there's even a private tuition tree in there. I'll just go and check, shall I?
Dad?
Oh, it's all right, Marjorie. Don't worry, I'll only be a second, because I think there's a whole clump of them surrounding the pocket money tree. I'll just go and make sure they're all nice and safe, shall I? Oh, by the way, you might be lucky. There might be a man with deep pockets growing out there, because God knows you're going to need one!
钱呢 ，Jenny 的家境并不富裕，所以父亲认为呢，我花了这么多钱在供你读书，你却不能够取得好成绩。如果你考不上牛津大学的话，那我以前花的这些钱不都浪费了吗
？Jenny's mom says, "You don't mean that." 说你别这么说呀。但是 Jenny 的爸爸就更生气了，他说，就算上了牛津大学又怎么样呢 ？He says, "Well, what's she going to do with an English degree?" 她学一个英国文学的学位有什么用啊 ？And if she's going to spend 3 years playing that bloody cello? 难道上大学就是要去花3年时间拉大提琴吗 ？Talking in French to a bunch of beatniks， 要不就是去跟一些奇装异服的人说法语。Well, I'm just throwing good money after bad。如果是这样的话，我岂不是把我好好的钱都花在了没用的东西上？
从爸爸的话里话外呢，可以听得出来，其实啊，父母希望他能够考上牛津大学，并不是为了让他接受更高等的教育，而是希望呢，他在大学的校园里可以有机会遇到一些富家公子，今后的生活呢，能够更加的有保障。所以呢，父亲就在这大发牢骚说，其实啊，让你钓一个富家公子哥，也未必要去上大学嘛，我何必要花这么多钱培养你呢？因为你看，在生活当中啊，不管干什么，不管吃啊喝呀，不管你上学呀，这些都是要花我的钱呐。钱是哪儿来的呢？是我辛辛苦苦挣的，可不是树上长出来的。
接下来呢，爸爸说的就全都是反话了。You see, that's the beauty of life, Jenny. 他说 ，Jenny， 这就是生活美好之处。You don't have to pay for anything. 什么东西都不要你付钱。You know, there's a lovely Oxford tree growing in the garden. 他说，你知道吗？院子里还长了一棵牛津树呢。 Luckily for you, because that's Oxford taken care of. 他说你可真走运，上牛津是没问题了。And there's a whole orchard of school trees. 还有整个一园子的学校树。So that school is free. 所以学校也都是免费的。And I think there's even a private tuition tree in there. 他说估计在那儿还能找到一棵家教树。你家教的钱也出来了。And I think there's a whole clump of them surrounding the pocket money tree. 所有这些树的中间呢，还有一棵能长出血汗钱的树。Oh, by the way, you might be lucky. There might be a man with deep pockets growing out there. 顺便说一句，说不定你很走运，那里面还能长出一个富家公子来追你呢。Because God knows you're gonna need one. 他说很明显，你将会需要这么一个人。
听到这儿呢，我们终于明白了，原来啊 ，Jenny 的爸爸口口声声的说要他上牛津，但其实上牛津呢并不是目的，他真正的呢是希望 Jenny 能够钓一个金龟婿。那似乎 David 呢很符合这个要求。那接下来 David 和 Jenny 将会有什么样的故事发生呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和卢涵来分享这一部奥斯卡的提名影片《成长教育》。如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Video， 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。当然，也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774收听外语广播接下来的节目《英语 PK 台》。I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow。
北京榜样，平凡中的力量。
他26岁，成为114位老人的家长。
他用毕生积蓄为山村孩子建起学堂。
他们是我们身边的榜样。
欢迎收听北京榜样人物故事展播。
Ladies and gentlemen， 我是杨佳，来自中国科学院大学。我和大家有所不同，那就是大家看得见我，而我却看不见大家。
中国科学院大学的英语教授杨佳在国家大剧院客串主持了一场公益助盲晚会。他穿着玫红色的晚礼服，端庄优雅，精彩的开头更为他赢得全场掌声。在场的观众可能很少知道，杨佳也曾看见过这个世界。
拥有29年的光明，在我心中呢，现在是定格了，所以我心中的北京还是没有污染的，蓝天白云。故乡的山水呢，还是青山绿水啊，还有不改的呢，就是父亲的神采，还有母亲的笑容。
杨佳参加了一个女性论坛，那一天她梳着整齐的发髻，戴着眼镜，化着淡妆，白色的上衣让她看起来更加清秀。杨佳和大家分享了自己的经历。她1963年出生于湖南长沙的知识分子家庭，15岁考上大学，24岁成为中科院最年轻的讲师。然而就在29岁那年，厄运袭来，杨佳被诊断为患有眼部黄斑变性，失明，不可逆转。
1992年呢，这个世界在我面前就开始朦胧了，视野也变得越来越窄，就像舞台的大幕，就徐徐向中心合拢。终于有一天，睁开眼睛看到的是一片漆黑。那年是29岁，随之来的还有婚姻的破裂，所以我这个时候感觉到做一个残疾人真难。
在人生最艰难的时候，杨佳从来没有想过放弃生命。他问了自己两个问题：
人这一辈子，什么可有可无？什么最值得珍贵？最珍贵的就是生命。记得乔布斯说过一句话：活着就要改变世界。我想说的是，活着你首先应该让生命能够活出尊严，能够活出希望，活出快乐，活出爱。
带着这样的信念，杨佳开始学习在黑暗中吃饭、穿衣、走路。对于一个爱书如命的人来说，更重要的是他要学会在黑暗中阅读。
不能看书呢，我就听书；不能写字，开始学盲文。我要知道这种改变是什么样的呢？用手指摸来代替眼睛看。For example, cabbage 白菜这个词，我用手足足摸了1个小时，每个字母CABBAG 清清楚楚，就是反应不过来，实在是太难了。
杨佳能克服这些困难，是因为他有梦，还想教书，但是看不见路，走出家门都很难，更何况是重返讲台。就在这时候，多亏父亲挺身而出。
一个熟悉的声音对我说：爸爸给你当拐杖。也就这样，失明21年，冬去春来，我呢握着父亲的手臂坐公交挤地铁，辗转到教学楼，风雨无阻。
父亲帮助杨佳克服了路途的障碍，但走上讲台，杨佳要如何讲课依然是个挑战。
我还是写着漂亮的板书，我紧贴黑板的左手实际上是在悄悄丈量尺寸。星期七晚第一堂课，我是要尽量多的提问，实际上我在努力的记住每个学生的声音。
在教学评估中，博士生为杨佳打出了98分。除了教书，杨佳还要写书，他用电脑软件写出了研究生英语写作和英语阅读等著作。他的导师中国应用语言学第一人李佩教授评价说，这是一部令人起敬的著作，这让杨佳深受鼓舞。37岁，他又给自己设立了更高的目标。
我还想读书，我想要读呢就读最新的专业，要上呢就上一流大学。
凭借出众的能力，杨佳考取了哈佛大学肯尼迪政府学院的公共管理硕士专业。高强度的学习让杨佳练就了超人的听力。
哈佛老师呢，每堂课布置的阅读量很大，都不下500页。同学们感觉就时间不够用啊，对我来说大家更不够用了，因为我比别人多了一道工序。我首先要把这个资料一页页的先扫到电脑上，再通过特殊的语音软件把它读出来。这么一折腾，这时间就全没了，只能靠拼速度了。这样，我由原来每分钟啊听200多个英语词提速，到每分钟听400个，就是这个录音机变了负的语调。可以说，我经常是学习到2-3点。
凭借超人的毅力，杨佳出色的完成学业。在哈佛的毕业典礼上，肯尼迪政府学院的院长《软实力》一书的作者约瑟夫·奈对他说：“佳，你是中国的软实力。”这一幕已经过去10多年了，但杨佳的父亲杨忠信依然记忆犹新。
全场起立，底下那些家属啊、孩子啊、亲戚啊，在那喊啊，在那叫，那个场面是非常让人感动。那点我觉得他很了不起。
2001年回国后，杨佳在中科院首创了经济全球化沟通艺术课程，成功的将哈佛大学的公共管理硕士课程本土化。同时他还热心的参与助残公益，推动信息无障碍和盲人数字图书馆等方面的建设。2008年，中国政府提名杨佳去美国纽约竞选联合国残疾人权利委员会委员。到了那儿，他才知道这是一个没有硝烟的战场。
这是那个联合国啊人权机构新设的一个组织，所以呢竞争是非常激烈。当时是要这个12名委员，有23名候选人。而且呢我去的时候，人家告诉我这个其中的像澳大利亚的有一位教授叫 Ron McCollum 教授，他呢提前1个月就在联合国就开始游说了。所以呢对我来说就是得抓紧时间啊，就会上会下就要进行沟通。最后我在第一轮就高票胜出。
巧合的是，联合国残疾人权利委员会的主席、悉尼大学盲人法学教授麦克莱姆先生到北京访问，我们也有幸聆听了他对杨佳的印象。杨教授为中国盲人做了很多事情，包括推动盲人图书馆的建设。我希望他能告诉每一个人，残疾人和健全人拥有一样的权利。我们想要工作，想要结婚，想要孩子。我们认为他是世界上最杰出的10位残疾人之一。2011年，杨佳在毕业10年后重返哈佛，这一次不是去读书，而是去领奖。
It is my honor this year.
在这段历史视频中，颁奖嘉宾说，我很荣幸将2011年的哈佛大学肯尼迪政府学院校友成就奖颁发给杨佳。杨佳成为获得这一奖项的中国内地第一人。在领奖的时候，杨佳说，
I lost my eyesight.
我在29岁失去了视力，但感谢肯尼迪学院，我还没有失去见地。回顾过去，杨佳说，失明在他的人生一分为二。
29岁之前超越别人，29岁之后超越自我。正如哈佛肯尼迪学院这个领导艺术课里面引用的一句话，叫“胜人者有力，自胜者
失”。你伸一把手，拨开的是他满天的乌云。
谢谢你啊。
你伸一把手，扶住的是他柔弱的肩膀。
真是多亏你。
助人为乐，是赠人玫瑰，手有余香。助人为乐是国之传统，代代相传。
向类风同志学习，
向类风同志学习，
向雷锋同志学习。
助人为乐，向雷锋同志学习，
向雷锋同志学习。
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧，微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
Turned into a battlefield.